Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Ever been rock climbing? When climbing a pitcher section, there's always what we climbers call a crux. This is the one thing we try to climb past, the most difficult part. Get past that one part and you've got it made. Now suppose for a moment that in life there is a crux, the most difficult and yet most important thing in life. We're streetwise, life-educated people here, and we want to know what really counts, what really matters, what's at the heart of life. Most of us grew up with religious grounding. We know the language of our religion. For Christians, there's words such as salvation, sanctification, justification, and propitiation. Let's just cut through that mumbo-jumbo and get to the crux of the matter. Imagine someone asking you the question over coffee. Can you taste the frustration? In your Bible, over 1,000 pages, what's most important? What's essential? What is indispensable? Circumcision? Grace? Baptism? Well, son, let's talk about all the evil in the world. Friend, let me tell you about the imminence of heaven. There's a good chance you've asked this question yourself. You've gone through the acts of religion and faith and yet found yourself, more often than not, at a dry well. Prayers seem empty, goals seem unthinkable, and religions become a warped record full of highs and lows and off-key notes. Is this all there is? Sabbath day attendance, pretty songs, faithful tidings, golden symbols? Where's the heart of it? Back at the coffee shop, you stir your coffee. All those canned responses seem inadequate. I'll tell you what the Apostle Paul said. Christ crucified, buried, and on the third day resurrected back to life. That's all there is. Surprised? The part that Paul numbers first is Christ of the cross, no more and no less. So perhaps the Catholics have got it right with the crucifix crosses. It rests on the timeline of history like a compelling diamond. Its tragedy summons all sufferers. Its absurdity attracts all cynics. Its hope lures all searchers. History has idolized it, despised it, gold-plated it, burned it, worn it, and trashed it. History's done everything but ignore it. That's the one option the cross of Christ does not offer. You can't ignore someone who hangs on a cross making the greatest claim in history. A crucified Nazarene carpenter claiming that he's God. If the crux is, in fact, the crux, it's history's hinge, period. If not, it's history's greatest hoax. I'm not telling you what you should believe. The crux to be, if there actually is a crux. You'll have to figure that one out on your own. But I'll tell you what I'm putting my faith in. I stand with Apostle Paul on this one. This is Reverend Daniel E. Link for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.